Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here to interview the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin. We'll be doing that soon. There are risks to conducting an interview like this, obviously, so we thought about it carefully over many months. Here's why we're doing it. First, because it's our job. We're in journalism. Our duty is to inform people. 2 years into a war that's reshaping the entire world, most Americans are not informed. They have no real idea what's happening in this region, here in Russia or 600 miles away in Ukraine. But they should know. They're paying for much of it in ways they might not fully yet perceive. The war in Ukraine is a human disaster. It's left hundreds of thousands of people dead, an entire generation of young Ukrainians, and it's depopulated the largest country in Europe. But the long-term effects are even more profound. This war has utterly reshaped the global military and trade alliances. And the sanctions that followed have as well. And in total, they have upended the world economy. The post-World War II economic order, the system that guaranteed prosperity in the West for more than 80 years, is coming apart very fast, and along with it, the dominance of the U.S. dollar. These are not small changes. They are history-altering developments. They will define the lives of our grandchildren. Most of the world understands this perfectly well. They can see it. Ask anyone in Asia or the Middle East what the future looks like. And yet the populations of the English-speaking countries seem mostly unaware. They think that as nothing has really changed. And they think that because no one has told them the truth. Their media outlets are corrupt. They lie to their readers and viewers. And they do that mostly by omission. For example, since the day the war in Ukraine began, American media outlets have spoken to scores of people from Ukraine, and they have done scores of interviews with Ukrainian President Zelensky. We ourselves have put in a request for an interview with Zelensky, and we hope he accepts. But the interviews he's already done in the United States are not traditional interviews. They are fawning pep sessions specifically designed to amplify Zelensky's demand that the U.S. enter more deeply into a war in Eastern Europe and pay for it. That is not journalism. It is government propaganda. Propaganda of the ugliest kind, the kind that kills people. At the same time, our politicians and media outlets have been doing this, promoting a foreign leader like he's a new consumer brand. Not a single Western journalist has bothered to interview the president of the other country involved in this conflict, Vladimir Putin. Most Americans have no idea why Putin invaded Ukraine or what his goals are now. They've never heard his voice. That's wrong. Americans have a right to know all they can about a war they're implicated in, and we have the right to tell them about it because we are Americans too. Freedom of speech is our birthright. We were born with the right to say what we believe. That right cannot be taken away no matter who is in the White House. But they're trying anyway. Almost 3 years ago, the Biden administration illegally spied on our text messages and then leaked the contents to their servants in the news media. They did this in order to stop a Putin interview that we were planning. Last month, we're pretty certain they did exactly the same thing once again. But this time, we came to Moscow anyway. We are not here because we love Vladimir Putin. We are here because we love the United States, and we want it to remain prosperous and free. We paid for this trip ourselves. We took no money from any government or group. Nor are we charging people to see the interview. It is not behind a paywall. Anyone can watch the entire thing, shot live to tape and unedited, on our website, tuckercarlson.com. Elon Musk, to his great credit, has promised not to suppress or block this interview once we post it on his platform, X, and we're grateful for that. Western governments, by contrast, will certainly do their best to censor this video on other less principled platforms because that's what they do. They are afraid of information they can't control. But you have no reason to be afraid of it. We are not encouraging you to agree with what Putin may say in this interview. But we are urging you to watch it. You should know as much as you can. And then, like a free citizen and not a slave, you can decide for yourself. Thanks.
It's fun. now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got two heavy hitters here with us. Colonel Medical Dr. Pete Chambers, Green Beret Commander, and the great Michael Leon, the top wartime correspondent in the world. We got 10 minutes left before Dr. Stella Emanuel comes in studio. So I'm going to have you guys have the floor and host this and make points. So you go ahead and interview Doc here. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Doc. Well, looks like we've got control here for 10 minutes, so we better make the best of it.
Well, we came a long way from Fort Bragg, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I mean, just what Alex just said, we're here to force multiply. I mean, we are Americans, and we're here to take our country. And, you know, interesting, Alex got here sitting on the desk, he goes over a lot of news reports every day. Here's one. The World Economic Forum orders governments to demonetize citizens who believe in conspiracy theories. That's quite interesting because, you know, Coinbase, by the way, has seized my account, Coinbase. A lot of people say, well, why were you in Coinbase to begin with? Well, I was in Coinbase because some people wanted to donate through Coinbase, so I ended up with a Coinbase account. And now Coinbase, who is closely aligned with World Economic Forum, has seized my account seemingly randomly. But, Doc, yeah, so here we are. We have a lot of other people coming on that are helping us. We see the energy, as Alex has already said, is changing in our favor. We have a lot of Americans now who are joining and realizing that the threat that we face with this, we have no borders. The borders are gone, right? And anybody who facilitates these open borders is our enemy. For instance, Mayorkas, you know, he threw the Holocaust card when he was during his impeachment hearings and whatnot. I've been supplying information that can help with his impeachment, and as have you and others. And it's on. Doc, what do you have to say about all this?
Right. So, you know, while we have the floor here, let's take it up a notch from the 40,000-foot view, and let's look at the spiritual moral injury of a nation. And the thing that's nearest to us is our soldiers, our veterans. And that right there, with us now pairing up and teaming up with not just us, but across the nation, the Declaration of Military Accountability that happened on January the 1st, of this year at 0400 hours, that was signed by 231 participants and then a bunch of people that signed on the petition. That reflects of where the institution, our institution that we hold dear, is at. It's a moral injury that's taken place at the top. And we, as you and I both know, that have been led or led men in combat or in garrison, where the atmosphere of the leadership trickles down. And we've got to really take a look at this, because that accountability, that declaration of military accountability, and that's just one institution. We got so many more, as you talk about energy and food and all these institutions that have been damaged and demoralized. That is the second and third order effects of what Bezmenov talked about back in the 80s, 90s, when he said, we will take down America from inside. This is, we're seeing that now. This is that time.
Here they go talking about Alejandro Mayorkas. His name's not Alejandro. His name is Alex, right? He you know, transitioned to Alejandro after, you know, I want to say it again. Alex Mayorkas was a board member on HIAS, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, before he took over Department of Homeland Security, right? So we've got like Catholic charities and the Lutheran refugee groups and all these others who are using various religious cloaks, let's say, and they're bringing in billions of dollars, quite literally, year after year. We've got, of course, IOM is the main funder of, they're the main engine of the invasion is IOM, the International Organization for Migration. While you're going through U.S. airports, you'll often see people with IOM bags. It'll be a white bag with blue writing or a blue bag with white writing. Sometimes it's OIM, sometimes it's IOM, depending on the language. But if you see people carrying those bags, they're probably aliens. They're probably, so you should ask them. Often they'll show you their papers, right? If you ask them, hey, where are you going to? Now, the Chinese generally will not speak with you. But the others, for instance, Venezuelans, they almost always want to tell their story. Syrians, not so much. They can be quite aggressive. Some of the groups can be very aggressive. But the Chinese are of specific interest, but most of the Chinese, you won't see carrying those bags in the airports. Most of the Chinese slip through more the clandestine ways. Even if they're coming across the border, they throw their passports away on the other side of the border in Mexico. Actually, there's burn barrels on the other side of the border. I've been to the other side on the Mexican side, and you'll see burn barrels where they actually throw their documents into these barrels and burn them before they come into the U.S. so they can't be compromised.
Right. And, Michael, I'd like to add to that, because on the tactical level of this thing on the ground, when I was in uniform on the Texas border in Del Rio, we had about 17,000 Haitians show up in about a 48-hour period, but there were Chinese. So keep this in mind. This is a technique. You throw 17,000 people in, and then the Chinese come in the periphery. They come in the left and the right, upstream, downstream. And right there in Del Rio, and I think I've taken you there, there's a business that was flying a Chinese flag in Del Rio, Texas, 400 meters from a crossing point. So we know that connection is there, and that business has subsequently kept the flag down after a couple of locals cut it down.
Right. Yeah, you and I went to that flag. You took me to it.
Yes, sir.
You know, in downtown San Salvador, in El Salvador, I was just over there. They actually have a huge Chinese Communist Party flag in El Salvador. I mean, it's flying at this new library that the Chinese Communist Party just built in El Salvador.
Well, the deepest seawater port in the Mediterranean is Piraeus, Greece, in the port of Athens, and that docking area is two-thirds owned, leased for the next 100 years by China, the deepest seawater port on the Mediterranean.
A great deal of what's going on is about routes and energy, right? A lot of this is what's going on. For instance, that's why I focus so much on Panama, right, and Netherlands and other places like this, because there's numerous layers of the war that's going on. A lot of people will just focus on Israel versus Hamas. That's a parking lot fight compared to what's going on. We're talking about straight up World War III is unfolding, and it's
The lockdown of 3 years in the third world, the UN admits, starved 84 million people to death. That's not a blip on the radar screen to the public, because they're not told. It's all about Hamas and Israel. People, that's all they would talk about. No. There's so much stuff much bigger. We're not poo-pooing what's happening there. That's terrible. But it's massive. The New World Order and BlackRock are taking over all the infrastructure. And we need military men that are trained, that have been through this to defend the Republic, and you guys are doing it. I'm so excited to see so many other great veterans, professionals, really coming out of the woodwork here.
And you can see, like you've said, you say it all the time on your show, the energy is moving to our side now. I can feel it. You know, when you're fighting.
Oh, I've been on there 30 years. People used to say I was negative when we were getting our ass kicked. Now they're like, oh, you're being too positive. No, I'm white pill, baby.
I can feel it. I feel the energy coming over. You know, when you're doing something big, you're fighting or whatever, you can feel the energy change in the system. We can feel the energy now.
Oh, yeah.
The energy is building. More and more people, we know the names of the enemies.
But that means the enemy's going to really pull the stops out. Can you guys, in closing, speak to, you know, Colonel, lead us in. We only got a minute left here.
Right.
Lead us in a minute-long prayer right now. I know everything's God. If we don't have God on our side, we're done. We do have God, but we need to put it all on God. We can't do this. Only God can. Colonel, lead us in a one-minute prayer.
I'll lead us in a one-minute prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you today only servants and broken men. But, Lord, we ask that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you empty us of anything that is not humble. Lord, you give us the strength, you give us wisdom, and you teach us how to be left a bang. You've traded our hands for war with your powerful sword of the Spirit. And Lord, we ask you that we be penetrating in our truth. And Lord, we give these things to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, beautiful. How do they find you, Colonel? How do they find you, Jan?
I hope they don't find me, but I think probably drpetechambers.com.
All right.
And I'm on X, just Michael_Jan, Yankee Oscar November.
By the way, I've got so much evil happening right now to us, but so much good. Such good stuff's happening right now behind the scenes. I've got these other guests coming in, but I really should just leave with the stuff that I've just learned behind the scenes. A lot of people calling me right now, but I'm going to do the best I can. Gentlemen, thank you so much for all you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Love you,
I
guys.
Really appreciate
sir.
It.
All right, Dr. Stella Emanuel's coming in here, and I may just have her and Whiskey host because I got some big stuff behind the scenes I got to deal with right now. But this is important, too. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Those who do not want us to speak.
Just let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and
suppressing
your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Emmanuel is our guest in studio. We had technical issues when she was almost a few weeks ago, so I asked her to come up here from Houston, and she's with us. She's a great medical doctor, one of the first to come out against the shot, come out against the lie, and come out with a therapeutic, so she's been vindicated. But I wanted to get her on air to talk about Disease X. They're saying it's imminent, it's coming, they're all this gain of function, and then we see record deaths happening, the life expectancy dropping, from the shots, from all of it, the people don't know how to protect themselves. This is all about action and how to protect yourself, ladies and gentlemen. So, Dr. Stella Emanuel, great to have you here in studio.
Always a pleasure, Alex. I think the American people need to wake up, not just the American people, the world, because we are in a battle, in a war. And like I said, you deal with InfoWars, and we're going up the border.
And that's not words. We're in a war.
We're
with
in
Satan.
A war.
This is real.
We're in a serious war, and they are trying to destroy humanity, and humanity needs to wake up with that mindset of we are in a war and live your life with preparation that you are in a war. You know, you heard about Disease X, and this started in 2018. They just wanted to put a placemaker for a pandemic that will come. WHO is talking about that there will be a pandemic. And
remember, Fauci laughed. Oh, Trump's going to get challenged.
Yes. Yeah. And some said they are not stopping. This is an election year, and they're going to try to bring some kind of pandemic. We had... there was an article that was written. This was like, there was an article in December. They talked about
how. By the way, you know I've got a family emergency right now, so just go ahead and host. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. I'm not disrespecting. Go ahead.
Yes, they said there was going to be an article that is going. They wrote an article about declaration of federal registered declaration for public readiness for Ebola and Marburg, and that's kind of crazy. Why would they get up and start talking about Ebola and Marburg? This was November 27, 2023. And then, of course, December 19, there was an article in Market Watch about a Texas biomed lab that is already at a phase 2 clinical trials for vaccine against Marburg and Ebola. And this was in San Antonio. And, of course, where did they do this training? They did volunteers from Kenya and from Uganda so that they can try and use them to talk about Marburg and Ebola. Why is the country talking about Marburg and Ebola? I would say this about, I don't want people to be scared about what we're talking, because Marburg and Ebola have not succeeded to be a true pandemic. Reason, if Marburg and Ebola could be a pandemic, by now it would have hit many nations. Many times how Marburg and Ebola has come up, it has not become a pandemic because of the way the disease runs. A virus that kills its, a virus that kills its host is not a good pandemic. But the issue with Marburg and Ebola is that when they come out, people get sick. People get like this diarrhea and bloody flux, and you know the people are sick. With COVID, flu, and all this other stuff, when you get sick, when you start transmitting the disease, it goes in the air and stuff like that, and people, you can just cough and get people infected. But with Marburg, it's not something that is transmitted by droplets, or you don't cough on people and they catch Marburg. So people should not be scared about Marburg like that. What you need to do is just be careful. And before people can transmit Marburg and Ebola, they are already sick. So if the government is already planning, they said the Federal Registry had a readiness for Ebola and Marburg November 27, 2023. That means they are planning something. This is an election year. So you do not be surprised. I will not be surprised if they get up and said, okay, Marburg and Ebola is around. But here's the issue. Both Marburg and Ebola, they are single-stranded RNA viruses. Like every other single-stranded RNA virus, they are sensitive to zinc. And they are sensitive to not just zinc, but to something like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. That is why my cry, my scream to everybody in America listening to my voice is that make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Whether you go across to Mexico and get it, or you go on our website and do a telemedicine appointment and get it, or you go to your wherever, but just make sure that you are prepared. Why do I say single-stranded RNA viruses? They are sensitive to zinc, but zinc cannot enter into the cell. So what happens is zinc needs something to open the channel so that zinc can go into the cell. So that is why you're going to need something like hydroxychloroquine or quercetin. Quercetin is over the counter, and you can actually buy it. Quercetin, you can buy it just as a supplement that opens zinc channels and allows zinc to go into the cell. So that combination that we have with hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or quercetin, and with vitamins like vitamin D and zinc, can help with Marburg, it can help with Ebola, it can help with all kinds of viruses, especially if they are single-stranded viruses. So that's why I tell people, when you guys hear these things, just be prepared, don't be scared, and don't wait till something really, really bad happens and you get scared. Like I said, with Marburg and Ebola, I will not be too terrified, because except, of course, they do some kind of genetic modification on the thing to make it more effective. Most times, they cannot become true pandemics, but they are floating it. The government is also talking about disease X. The WHO, everybody are talking about disease X. Disease X is not a particular disease. Disease X is whatever they plan to do. In fact, they said COVID was the first disease X. It's a placeholder for some pandemic that will happen. And Tedros, the head of WHO, said about 20% of people are going to be they're going to die from this new pandemic. So I don't know what they are talking about, but disease X is not a real disease. It's a placeholder for whatever it is that they're going to release. But let me keep everybody, like I said, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to get you with a preparation mindset. I want to tell everybody, regardless of what diseases these demons bring up, remember that they don't want their families to die, and they themselves don't want to die. So they will always have a solution hidden somewhere. And it is our job to find this solution and tell people before it really happens. So when you start hearing about disease X, don't get scared, don't get frightened, don't get all combobulated. Just be prepared medically and make
sure. That's right. Dr. Stella Emanuel, stay there.
Yes.
We're live. It's Tuesday, February 6, 2024. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Infowars.com. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we got a beautiful lady. She's not just physically beautiful, her soul's beautiful. Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's an original OG going back 4 years ago saying this is a lie, this is a fraud, and offending people. She's also a sponsor of the show. And I only promote things I believe in. Our supplements are great. She's got even a bigger line of the highest quality stuff that me and my family use. And so we're talking about God gave us things to prepare and to be ready and to know what's going on. I take her supplements. My dad, my family take it. Let's talk some about the amazing supplements people will find right now on your website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, promo code Alex to get big discounts. You've also got telemedicine, so people can stock up on ivermectin and all these other things. And I can't tell you, you know, I bought it from you before I were working with you. I knew you for years, but I've stockpiled it. I just hand it out. This is so important to be ready. Record level deaths going on from the shots and from all the things going on, and they just keep it on the back burner now. People don't know what to do. So, Dr. Stella, talk about the products and what you think people should do to protect themselves.
I think I always say that everybody needs to have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in their medicine cabinet. It's not something that you should wait till you get sick. People are.
And you explain in Africa, everybody has it.
Yes.
Africa had the lowest death rate from COVID.
From COVID, yes, because they have it in the medicine cabinet. They have it over the counter. But here, you cannot get it over the counter. So the best thing is to, you go on our website, you make a telemedicine appointment, and then you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Before, you know, there was an article that came out in the NIH that on January 7th, that Zika, that hydroxychloroquine actually works to treat Zika virus.
By the way, my doctor, I'm not going to say his name, but he owns clinics all over Texas. He's like, you know, triple medical doctor and a scientist. I've been going to him for like 6-7 years, and they have been pushing the last 2 years just to routinely take ivermectin, all the things you've been saying.
Yes.
The science is clear now.
Yes. So what I do, I've been taking weekly hydroxychloroquine for 4 years. I've really not gotten sick. You know, when my family...
That's a low dose. My dad used to be sick all the time. Never gets sick
dose,
now.
Yes. Just a very low dose. It doesn't affect your heart when you take that low dose. You know what I'm saying? People that have lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, they are taking it for years. Some people take weekly hydroxy. Some people take weekly ivermectin. I have hundreds of thousands.
And my dad takes two little pills a week.
Yes. You know, Medscape did an article on me that I was the highest prescriber of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in the country. Hey, yeah, because I am telling people, be safe. Do not sit down and wait for whether it's Ebola or Zika or whatever. Because, like I said, these things are single-stranded RNA viruses.
What does ivermectin do that blocks it?
Ivermectin works in many, many ways. But one of the things that ivermectin does is like it functions as an ionophore. It opens channels and allows zinc in. It destroys, it stops replication.
So zinc kills viruses and opens the channel.
Yes.
It
opens the door. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, quercetin, they all open the door for zinc to go into the cell. But ivermectin also works later because it stops replication of the virus. It actually stops the virus from like clinging to your cells and staying there. So it works in many, many ways. This little molecule called ivermectin does like a whole lot of things. And we've known for years how great these medicines are. In fact, there are articles even on NIH about ivermectin and cancer. I mean, I don't treat cancer. I'm not an oncologist. But if you go on NIH and put ivermectin on cancer, you will see articles.
Well, that's what hurt them 3-4 years ago, is they would say it doesn't work. You could go there, and there was hundreds of studies on their own website.
Yeah, hundreds of studies on the NIH website. There are hundreds of studies. And if you can just,
they're just hoping you don't look it up.
Yes. You know, when they started talking about Ebola, of course, I'd like to go on NIH website and dig up. I found an article about proteases and peptides that help to break the outer shell of the Ebola virus. And that's why we put together what I call Viral Immune Plus. This thing has all these peptides and proteases that will help. They will help like break the cell of the virus and build your immunity against all
of
the
viruses. Again?
You know, remember you like this one, the Viral Immune Plus.
No, it tastes good.
Yes, it tastes good. So, and then COVID Light has vitamin C, vitamin D, has quercetin, has NAC, has all this stuff in it. So that way, when you take them, it kind of builds your immunity and stops you from being able to, like, you know, get into, you know, get sick. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, the ingredients in your products are amazing.
Yeah, so that's why I tell people, don't wait till you get sick. Start taking supplements now. It's not just about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. It's to make sure your vitamin D levels are up. Most, if you notice, Alex, that people get a lot of viruses during the winter.
Yeah.
Because during the winter, there's no sun. People hide in their homes and their vitamin D levels are down. So when we have, if you have our product, Covivites, it has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. So you can have everything that you need to stay healthy. And this stuff works. This is not something that people should wait and say, no, we're going to wait till next
week. Hey, my dad was almost dead. It saved him.
Yeah, so people should stop and say, no. A young lady pregnant, 30 weeks and sick, and they were just looking at her and waiting for her to die. And then I brought her in, gave her breathing treatment with budesonide, put her on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. which we give to pregnant women, we give to newborn babies, we give to old people. These are safe drugs. So, America, don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till they throw some crazy virus and you're running helter-skelter. Be prepared now.
And by the way,
be prepared now.
You are totally vindicated with all the other doctors and scientists. All these treatments were real. They try to suppress it. It's come out. They're evil.
Mm-hmm. They're evil. These people are evil. That's the bottom line. They are very evil, and their whole thing is they want... Look at what the wars is to kill people. They are trying to stop food production, right? You know about the farmers in Europe that are rioting right now because they want to bring famine. Right now, the war in Ukraine and Russia, Russia and Ukraine were the greatest producer of wheat and also and grains. You understand what I'm saying? So the war actually just pushes famine all over the world. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 6... The third seal,
the green horse.
Open. Yes, yes. The third seal is famine. The second seal is a sword. But what is the first seal in Revelation 6, Alex? They said it was a crown and a jab, which is actually a crown. A crown is corona. The Bible talks about it that, you know, the first horse went out and he was given a crown, which is corona, and was given a bow, which is actually interpreted like a poisonous dart, which is the shot. So these things have been written, predicted in the Bible, and they are working just...
And it predicts the green horse of pestilence.
Yes. So, and then the famine, pestilence, the fourth horse is famine, pestilence, death, and all that stuff. And we are seeing it. We are seeing young people die of cancers. We are seeing young people get...
They admit it's all exploding.
It's all just coming through. This is what I tell people if you've been vaccinated and you took the vaccine and you made a mistake... Just repent. If you go on our website, there's a whole thing we do there. Repent and pray. This stuff is luciferous. Alex, inside the COVID vaccine, the biomarker is luciferous. Go look in the Moderna website.
That's the patent.
Yes. But I tell you what, luciferous is Lucifer. And anything that is the devil, at the mention of the name of Jesus, it can be uprooted. So we've prayed for people.
Oh, you're not just saying this. All the studies show that people that pray beat cancer more.
Yes, we've prayed for people that took the vaccine, and we prayed for them, and they got healed from heart disease. We had a program in front of, you know, one of these hospitals in Houston, and there was a lady there that was paralyzed, and we just prayed for her and prayed for that luciferous thing to come out of her. And she got released in front of everybody. A miracle, it happened in front of everybody. So we've seen heart attacks, people that have issues with the vaccine. Prayer works. Why? Because this stuff is demonic. When something is luciferous at the mention of the name of Jesus, it has to be uprooted. So if you go on our website, there's a place for prayer that you can actually pull up that prayer, pray to regenerate your DNA, the same way Christ regenerated.
And even for scientists, they admit, even though they don't believe in God, which we know is real, mm-hmm. You're ordering your spirit that's controlling your body, you're ordering your body to do something.
Yes. If you're going to, like, First Peter chapter 3 verse 5 says salvation is by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. What happened in the Garden of Eden was a DNA corruption, a spiritual DNA corruption. That is why we all come down from that lineage and we're all crazy as human beings. But when you pray, you regenerate your DNA. So you deal with the spiritual part.
You're baptized.
Yes.
Stay there. Dr. Sil Emmanuel is on fire.
Hallelujah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law Dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No.
He ain't bluffing.
Not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns are totally as a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want, I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show, that's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to do it, how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some...
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that?
Oh my God. Poor shit.
we had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Yeah, InfoWars.com, our X channel, Band.video, are on fire. And I had great Doc Chambers and Michael Yon in last hour, and you can feel the momentum shift, you can feel the victory. Doesn't mean we're winning the war yet, but we're winning the battles now. Dr. Stella Emanuel, before we get into protecting ourselves, the great products you've got at Dr. Stella Emanuel. com. The promo code Alex supports the show, supports everybody. 360 win. You lead major prayer revivals out at your ranch. You're a woman of God. I can feel the Holy Spirit with you right now. Talk about God and the fight we're against. Lead us in some prayer.
We are doing a monthly deliverance service, and the reason why we do that is because a lot of people are fighting a battle that is spiritual, and they don't know how to fight back. So we have a ranch in just outside Texas, outside Patterson. It's about 2 hours from here. And people come there and they stay for free. They come 3, 4, 5 days and they stay there and we pray with them and they deal with depression, drug addiction, just a lot of spiritual stuff that people cannot handle by themselves. And it's totally free. So whatever you do on our website, whatever we do, we try to do this stuff free for people. So they come there, they stay for free. They don't have to pay rent or anything. And not only that, we also have a food pantry where people can come and get food for free and everything. So we're trying our best to help people.
A biblical system. And look, Roger Stone wasn't really an atheist, but he didn't really believe in God. When he got totally in trouble, some Christians came and prayed with him. And he calls me all the time, telling me about Jesus and crying. I mean, it's real. And literally, the day he gave his life to God, everything changed the next day.
Yes. I speak to Roger all the time. He's amazing.
And, you know how he is.
Yes. We've started, because the election is coming and it's going to be crazy, we started doing a space at 8 p.m. at night on X, to actually pray for the election, pray for President Trump. If you go on my X handle, I always call it, go on my X handle, you can like actually sign up to come for the space.
And what is your X handle?
Stella_Emanuel.
Beautiful.
So that we can pray for the election, pray for these demons, and pray for them to for their plan.
That's right, we're supposed to pray for them, not hate them.
Yes.
They want the hate back. God said, Jesus said, give them love, heaps coals on their backs.
It depends whether they are human or not. If they are human, we love them and bring them to Christ. If they are non-human, and a lot of them are non-human, we release the fire of God to consume them. For real.
Explain that, and then talk about. Why they fear Trump so much, because he's not perfect. I'm not either. Mm-hmm. They legitimately are scared of him and Tucker Carlson, and they're scared of me. They're scared of you. What is it they're scared of?
They don't want people that are going to stand and bring the people for people's minds to open. I tell people there are a lot of
We're not afraid of what they're afraid of.
Yes, we're not. You know, I tell people about President Trump. They're like, well, President Trump, you know, he's whether he's a Christian or not, that doesn't matter. We're not looking for a pastor.
He's been risen up.
We're not even looking for a pastor. We're looking for a president. See, God calls people in a position of leadership, like the Pharaoh in the days of Joseph.
That's right. So many times like he calls somebody that's even a good.
Yes, Nebuchadnezzar was the fourth chapter of Daniel was written by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a Babylonian king, and Cyrus was called a servant of God. So whether Trump is a Christian or not, it doesn't matter. And I know he is. At least he's Presbyterian.
But what you're saying is if God chooses you, you don't have a choice.
God chooses people all the time to work. And you can see that the anointing.
That happened to me. I was always a Christian, but I didn't know. God literally said, you're doing this.
Yeah, you know that. President Trump has the anointing of the president. You can feel, you understand?
You
can
see it.
You can see it that
he's a king.
Yes, the anointing is upon him. It's not on Biden, the bumbling fool that we have in the White House. You know what I'm saying? And we have to pray if we're going to be able to bring God's plan for the nation. The Lord told us yesterday.
So that's why they're so scared, is they can see the anointing.
Yes, and they know that he knows what they are doing, and he has a call to actually dismantle their system. That's why they're scared of him.
That's why no weapon formed against him prospers.
Yes, no matter what they do. Because when God anoints you and calls you, he protects you, and it doesn't matter. They try to destroy me, but I still rise because they didn't call me. They tried to silence me. They didn't give me my...
You were talking to the brain about feeling the Holy Spirit together. When the brethren get together, I can feel God's will. It's not even me. It's like, yes, you're doing this.
Once you just submit to his will, then you do what he needs to do. There are people God is calling in this time, and guess what? People are coming to the Lord. Look at Joe Rogan, already reading the Bible. You all need to lead him to Christ.
No, he's suddenly talking about...
Somebody needs to lead him to Christ.
He's coming there.
Yeah, because he's reading the Bible and talking. I'm like, Joe Rogan reading the Bible and cussing? But somebody needs to just truly lead him to Christ, because there are people like him that have been called, that are waiting.
He'll be like Saul of Tarsus.
Yes! Joe Rogan will be on fire once they lead him to Christ. So, can you guys do it, please?
I'm trying. Can you imagine Joe Rogan once he gets the Holy Spirit?
I'll be praying for him that he will give his life to Christ, because he's beginning to get it. He's talking about Gilgamesh and talking about the Tower of Babel and talking about Revelation 6 and the Mark of the
Beast. And he has guests on about God now.
Yeah, so he needs to, once he... God finally just...
It's like, come to the flame, join us.
Yes, even, what's his name, the British guy? He's talking about Jesus now, he's talking about God. What's his name? He used to be in the Hollywood, and now he's a British podcast.
Russell Brand
is like, man,
I was on the show for 3 hours, he just sat there and listened to me, and everybody said, no, I believe in God now.
Yes, I mean, so God, this whole battle is calling...
Because you see it, it's all spiritual.
Yes, people know that evil is coming, and what can solve evil is God. And if you are there and you don't know what to do,
that's right. Evil is coming because we forgot God.
Yes, that is why. Call on the name of Jesus. You see, whenever people turn away from God, God gave them into captivity. God gave them
the
hands of their enemies. Yes. So, Father, I just want to pray for everybody listening to the sound of my voice, that the veil will come off your mind and you will see the glorious light of the gospel. That, Jesus, you will touch the hearts of people all over the world, all over the nation, that the hearts of the nations will come back to you in the name of Jesus. I pray, I rebuke the spirit of fear, that your people will not be fearful, but they will arise and stand strong in the name of Jesus. I pray for the church to wake up and begin to pray and seek your face. Your word says that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, Lord, you say you will hear from heaven, you will forgive our sins and heal our land. I pray, Father, that you begin to draw us to you, draw the church to you, and start exposing all the false prophets that are taking people away from you. And the remnants, oh God, even the patriots that are fighting in the front line, that your hand of protection will be upon them, upon Alex, upon everybody that is standing and holding the baton in this frontline battle in the name of Jesus. That your hand will be upon them. I pray that you start just drawing them closer to you in the name of Jesus. I pray for the peace of America, that you will restore this nation. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I pray for peace over the world in the name of Jesus. King of glory, we give you praise. And I pray that the blood will be released on our behalf in Jesus' name. Amen.
And that blood's unstoppable.
Yes, the blood of Jesus will be released. Hallelujah. Alex, I just pray for God's hand of protection upon you, that he will just build. The Bible says that Jerusalem was a city without walls, that God will build a wall of fire, that God will build a wall of fire around you, release angels to watch over you and protect you, and just give you wisdom to do the work that you're doing.
I can feel it.
Yes, and his hand will be upon your life. I pray for you all the time. I'm sure you know that.
I know. Thank you.
When I see something going, I'm like, oh God, protect Alex, watch over him. And you know, so we just have to pray, and that is why we start doing that 8 p.m. on Sunday nights. We're gonna be praying till the election, praying for the election, praying to, you know, to set confusion.
And that's why they try to shut down the churches during COVID.
Yes, set confusion and expose them. Yes.
All right, we'll come right back. Wow, we got more to cover.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.